Good evening, everybody. James McKenney here with my Science Hour for January 18th, 2024. Moving into this year, a lot of topics to cover tonight, and people have been calling in about this one. This announcement that was really widely broadcast in the news media that there is plastic micro or nanoparticles of plastic in the water. And so anyway, I will be covering that extensively. I want to talk about the third private venture to try to get to the moon, and it failed. Gee, what's going on there? Nobody seems to get to the moon. And NASA even comes out and says, see, only NASA can go to the moon. There's a little bit of shenanigans going on here. Let's see what else. This hack of the TLS encryption of Apple AirDrop. It's a messaging service. I want to talk a little bit about that. It affects everybody, and it's something that my entire career was based on understanding telecommunications protocols and encryption. And, of course, my prime number work that I published in 2007 in my book Calculate Primes broke the encryption codes, the TLS. They're also known as SSL. When you log in and you have to have that SSL certificate on your HTML, your URL, HTTPS, that S there, indicates SSL or socket, secure socket layer in encryption for logins, which is a bunch of, it's highway robbery. At its best in the electronic age, making people pay for this alleged service, which is just crap anyway. And then also elections. I'm not going to be talking about politics at all, but about the elections. Now, before the 2016 election, I talked about the gross cheating that was going on. And, of course, the people that were doing this, well, let's just call it the way it is. We're the Democrats. And they lost. They lost. Hillary Clinton in 2016 had the CIA running her campaign. And she was supposed to win. And a guy named Donald Trump came along with his own money and won the election. Well, in 2020, they were not going to let that happen again. Although Hillary was already in the bag, a little bit out of it. Was still, you know, falling down at appearances. And anyway, so the 2020 election happened. Massive amounts of manipulation, let's put it that way, to give the Democrats the win. And now it's just over the top. They're pulling out all the stops because they're going to go insane, absolutely insane, if Trump pulls off a win. I'll just start by saying I am not any political party supporter. I'm just talking about reality. Okay, so I'm going to be talking about the destruction of the American middle class. And that's the voting base that elects presidents. It's not the rich, which is like, what, 2% of the public. They only get one vote, even though they're rich, even though they throw a lot of money at a particular candidate. They only get one vote. Per person. And then there's the ultra poor who also don't really weigh in terms, they were a small percentage. But now, because of the flooding of the country with illegal aliens, they're going to try and use them to vote. They're going to be walking in there voting and getting some kind of a benefit. So anyway, the gloves are off on this election, but interestingly, the Iowa caucus primary has just occurred, and of course, Trump won by this never-seen-before victory margin over two other people, Haley and DeSantis, who were out there basically destroying each other while Trump just sat on the sidelines. Why would Trump waste any effort on these two people that were bashing each other? I mean, he just could sit there clean. if your opponents are out there destroying each other. So anyway, but the biggest point about this is not to rehash this primary election in Iowa, but to talk about the destruction, the purposeful destruction of the American middle class over the past 4 years to basically swing this election, because this one is really key to the entire future of the world. Look at the wars that are going on. The U.S. is not calling for ceasefires. They're throwing gasoline on the fires of all of these wars out there. And it is just like the world is on the verge of World War III, IV, and V, not just World War III. Anyway, I'll be talking a bit about that. So let's get back to this plastics issue. Wow. This is, I've been getting a lot of calls from people buying water filters. And yes, my water filters do remove particulate matter. It's a two-stage filter. And by the way, most other filters that you'll buy on the market, if you can still get them in any quantity, really don't. They're not a physical filter. They're not a physical filter, and that's the issue. My filters are a two-part filter. Stage one is the physical filter. This is both in the MR5 whole house water filter, which, by the way, is on sale right now. Normally $2,380 normally. This is for the best deal package. That's the MR5 whole house water filter plus the UV sterilizer. And that comes into the mix here, too, when we're dealing with the issues with water in the house. And then the extra pack of filter elements for the MR5, that's called the best deal. Normally, $2,380 is now $1,580, $800 off the normal price. And even the normal price, if you took those and bought those items individually, it would come out to $2,580. So the best deal is already $200 off, another $800 off, so literally $1,000 off, and that will more than cover your installation with the local plumber. And you should not be paying more than $1,000 to install this thing. Most people are paying from, this is historically, this doesn't mean this is what you'll pay, but on average about $500 to $600 for a plumber to come over and install it, put it in. We interact with the plumbers if necessary and help them install this thing. Okay, so anyway, let's get back to plastic. And now also I sell, of course, the gravity water filter elements. I don't sell the containers anymore. I stopped selling those. If you don't have a stainless steel container, go on, you know, eBay or go on to, Craigslist, some of these used lists, and buy one there because they don't go bad. It's stainless steel. And get one and then buy my filter elements and you got yourself a really nice filter. But my filter elements, whether it's for the gravity, whether it's for my really exceptionally amazing sink filter, which is all stainless steel and contains a single filter element, so I have the gravity, I have the sink, and then the whole house water filters. All of them are a two-stage filter. And the first stage is called ultrafiber. So ultrafiber is a new technology for physical filtration of all kinds of things. You could use these for filtering, you know, something like gasoline or chemicals. Ultrafiber is an extremely stable, it's called polypropylene, PP, another lingo, short abbreviated lingo in the world of chemistry, but it's basically a very stable plastic. It's extremely stable, so it doesn't come apart in water, etc. And that's stage one. And there's two different configurations of this. I'm not going to go into detail now. One is used for the smaller filters for the sink and the gravity filters, and another configuration is used on the big 20-inch filters for the MR5 whole house water filter. But be that as it may, they take out the physical particulate matter in the water. And the benefit of the whole house water filter is it's for the whole house. It filters before it splits off to the hot water heater, so you get hot and cold water throughout the entire house filtered. And a question I get all the time is, say, people have a sprinkler system. And you can cut the water out for the sprinkler system before the filter so that you're not putting filtered water on the grass. However, some people have a sprinkler system for their garden where they grow vegetables. That is a good idea to filter the water before you sprinkle it on, say, in a greenhouse where you're growing plants to eat. If it's for flowers, it doesn't matter. But if it's for food, yes, you would want to filter the water. And then remember that in the shower, the daily shower is where you get the big dose of toxins, because it comes through your skin, you breathe that vapor in, it goes right into your blood system, those toxins go right into your cells, and that's where they stay and accumulate. That's a major health problem. It's not what you're getting in a given day. I remember I was traveling last year, and I was in a hotel. I was in Florida. Oh, my goodness, after I got done with the shower, my skin was red and blotchy. Oh, my goodness, what's in the water? And these people are showering in this every day in the local community. Oh, my goodness. So you got to get the chemicals and toxins out of that water before you step in the shower. That's why the whole house water filter, a lot of people are saying, well, the kitchen sink filter or the gravity filter is nice, but you really need, in today's toxic world, you need a whole house water filter. But back to the plastic. Okay, here's the situation. Those cheap little bottles you buy of bottled water, somebody finally did a test to see what else is in the water. And it turns out there are hundreds of thousands of nanoparticles of plastic in the water. So you drink one of those bottles of water, just one of those bottles of water, and you're pouring just hundreds of thousands of little micro and nano plastic particles into your body. And of course, it's going to filter out some of that in your kidneys and liver and internal organs, etc., in your intestines as the water is absorbed into your body. But good grief, you know, that is horrifically bad. People are doing this every day. Not to mention the chemicals that are in the water. Now, these are very toxic, highly toxic chemicals that are used to make that plastic. Now, one woman asked this past week, she said, what about those PVC pipes in the house? And so the PVC plastic is fairly stable, and so it's not a big issue, but it's going to be after the whole house water filter. And so some people have a whole house water filter, then in the kitchen for drinking water, they pass that again through one of the gravity filters. People actually are doing that. And it's, well, to me, it's like, well, that's another layer of safety, double filtration for the drinking water. Okay, so anyway, the point is, you are not pouring water from these bottles into your filter. And so the question is, however, do my filters take out plastic particles? And the answer is yes, down to the level of filtration, of physical filtration, which is 0.01 microns for the gravity water filters and 0.1 micron for the MR5 whole house water filter. So I'll say that again. It's 0.01 microns. That's 10 nanometers. That's the size of a virus. Physical filtration, stage one of my filters in the gravity. 0.1 micron, that's the size of a very small bacteria. So most, well, literally bacteria in general would be removed from the whole house water filter, also the physical part. Stage two of my filters is called a medium. It's a baked medium, and it's the same in both the gravity and the whole house water filter. It's the same medium. It's just that the whole house filters are five of them, and they're big. And that's what gets the flow rate up in the house, to get up to 15 gallons per minute flow rate in the whole house water filter. But there again, stage two is going to remove particulate matter that might get through stage one, but its main purpose is to remove chemicals that are in solution in the water. And people go, oh, I got one of these little shower things, filters that I screw on the shower head. Those things don't work. That's a marketing gimmick. The big companies sell a boatload of those. I could sell a boatload of them too, but I don't, because they're junk. They don't work. They've got a little teeny handful of charcoal in there that makes you feel good for about one day. They last for about 30 gallons. That's literally what they're rated at, 30 gallons, which is like one shower. After you take the first shower, they're spent. They're no good anymore. And people have them in there for months thinking they have a filter on their shower. No, no, no. When you compare that to my MR5 whole house water filter, good grief. There's no comparison. Okay. But back to this idea of plastic particles in these plastic bottles. You should not be, and most people wouldn't, but you should not be pouring that into your filter. It's just as simple as that. Why would you buy bottled water and then filter it? You can just take it, you know, at what, $1.50 a liter or whatever, the outrageous prices they're charging for that bottled water. Stop using bottled water, pop. Stop using any kind of liquid in plastic bottles to put liquid into your body. And especially, like, we do this with kids all the time, you know, because you're in the car or something and you're driving and on a trip. Oh, it's easy just run in, buy a bottle of bottled water or something, give it to the kids. Or, you know, you're running, you know, a lot of these people who run every day, who do exercise every day, they got their bottle of water there, that little cheap bottle of water there. They're exercising, they're trying to get physical exercise in, and they're pouring this toxic plastic into their body and while they're exercising. Do you know what that does? Drives it right into your cells. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Yeah, and then after 5, 10, 15 years, the health problems that start to accumulate because of this plastic accumulation and chemical accumulation in their bodies. Stop drinking bottled water. If you do, you're stupid. Stop it right now. I mean, stop the damage that you've already done. Get yourself a filter. Get yourself a water bottle that's metal, aluminum, or stainless steel. I used to sell these clean canteen, stainless steel, beautiful water bottle. Get a bunch of those for the one for each member of the family. They come in 27 ounce and 32 ounce. I mean, it's a stainless steel water bottle. There's nothing that's going to get into the water from these. Fill up your own water bottle or bottles, plural, if you drink a lot of water. Fill about two or three of them. And that's a good thing. If you drink that much filtered water per day, now you have good water going into your body. Stop drinking water from plastic bottles, period. No more for anybody. Get yourself a water filter and filter your own water and fill your own water bottles from the tap water. That's the whole purpose of the whole house water filter, is that all the water, you can go in the bathroom, you go to the kitchen sink, you pour the water in the bottle, and you have, you know, the equivalent of a fresh mountain stream, pure water coming from the mountains into your water bottle, with the minerals, by the way. It does not remove, my filters don't remove the minerals. It's called intelligent targeted filtration. Okay, so I'm not going to go into a lot more about that, but the particulate matter that's in these announcements that have been coming out in the past week that has everybody's underwear in knots is in plastic bottles. So just stop buying anything related to plastic bottles. I went by a gas station the other day, and here's a whole pallet of these, you know, they come in shrink wrap, and they're like on some kind of a cardboard flat, and then they stack them up, and these things are stacked up 6 feet high on a pallet out in the sun. In the sun baking those chemicals and plastic particles, you know, to go into the water, to leach into the water. And then they put this in the cooler and people come along and buy it for $1.50, $2 a liter. It's more than you're paying more for water than you're paying for gasoline. Unbelievable. And then putting this plastic laden liquid into your body. Stop it. No more. Okay. So anyway, go to my webpage. I'm not going to say any more about this, but I've gotten so many calls on this plastic in the water issue that I had to address it here. So go to my webpage, jmccwaterfilters.com, and get, you know, if you have a gravity filter, get my replacement filter elements. They're like a third the price of anybody else's filters out there, and they're three times or five times better. And you only need one. You don't need two or three or four of them to get water. Mine are fast flow rate filters, and so the, you know, like a 2 gallon Berkey style filter. And yes, my filter elements fit all of the makes and models of gravity water filters. And really, my advice: forget about the gravity filters. If you can only afford that, okay, great. Get a whole house water filter. Get it installed in your house. Get toxic-free water in the shower. Okay, so anyway, jmccwaterfilters.com. It sounds like an advertisement. It's really, look, decades ago, I said to myself, what are the two major things in the world that people are going to need in the next 20 to 30 years? I said water and energy. I said, okay, that's like when I work on, say, the prime number problem. That what is the biggest unsolved problem in mathematics? Some people would say the Riemann hypothesis, but I would say understanding prime numbers. Because even if the Riemann hypothesis were solved, it would not give you any further understanding of prime numbers. It's not in the cards. The Riemann hypothesis is not an understanding tool. As far as prime numbers are concerned, it has no predictive value. So I went off and studied prime numbers to get predictive values and tools, new tools to solve prime number problems, something that nobody else was doing. They're all stuck on this mathematical analysis thing. But my point is, when I go off on a subject and I study it, I know what the big issues are. I know what to study, where to look for solutions, and everybody else is marching down the wrong road. People are selling water softeners and calling them filters and charging people $5,000 or $6,000. Oh my goodness, and they're not even a water filter. They take out one or two things out of the water. Absolutely insane. And people are, in terms of gravity water filters, people are still selling technology that's 20, 30 years old, 40 years old. Oh, my goodness. So anyway, my water filter technology is the latest. Nobody else has anything like it. My filters hang down into the lower container because people go, oh, gee, that's different. Yeah, if you take one of the gravity water filters that sticks up into the upper container, guess what? As the water level drops down, guess what? The top of that filter isn't filtering anymore. So 80% of your water gets filtered through the bottom 2 inches of that stupid filter. Is that stupid or what? And that's what everybody is selling out there except me, because I happen to think about it. Isn't it amazing that hundreds of companies out there are in that three-blade wind turbine market, supporting these three-blade wind turbines that don't work? They need a motor. They need a motor to get them started. An electric motor. They actually use electricity to make them turn. Is that insane? But I have, you know, the biggest companies out there that you would think would be amazing, intelligent, General Electric and Siemens, and hundreds of other companies supporting these three-blade wind turbines, and I come along and say, hey, they don't work, and I invent the wing generator. That's because I'm independent. I don't have to, and you know, I'll be honest with you, education is just, especially university and engineering education, is in the dirt. You know, it's textbooks education. Here, learn this, you get your degree, you get a job, get a paycheck. But nobody thinks. Nobody thinks. Anyway, okay, enough of that. But here's a funny one. John Kerry, Mr. New World Order himself, Mr. Puppet, Mr. Man who's made a name for himself and lived the life of luxury in the New World Order, the Bohemian Grove crowd, is stepping down as the climate change spokesperson. As more and more scientists finally are crossing the line and saying, hey, this climate stuff is hoax. It is scientific canonery. It is scientific garbage. There's nothing to it. There never was. It was started by Carl Sagan, my good buddy from Cornell University, who was becoming a movie star doing his Cosmos series when I was at Cornell. Yeah, you didn't see Carl on campus when I was there. And he was the big superstar before that. He got that job because he buried Velikovsky for the New World Order, for the bankers. The New World Order is just another word for the Jesuit banking, the Vatican Bank, whose front organization is the Rothschild Banking or the World Bank or the International Monetary Funds. Those are other names for the front organizations of the Vatican Bank. Okay. John Kerry stepping down as climate change czar, spokesperson. And so that's rather funny. I wonder who they're going to get now. What political hack is going to be the person of choice to take John Kerry's spot? And like all of these people, they made their life's living off of basically selling out the human race. Along with the Clintons and the Bushes and the Mullers and the, the long, long, long list of both Democrats and Republicans who have basically made a living off of selling out you, the public, doing, you know, saying one thing, speaking with forked tongues. I like that Native American saying, white man speaks with forked tongue. Saying one thing one way, and then, you know, we have those famous speeches of Obama or Hillary where they're speaking in front of the public and they're going, oh, we're going to do this for you, and they're going to all, you know, we're all behind. And then they're speaking in a private session to their Hunger Game group. That's what they look like. They look like seen right out of Hunger Games. And they're saying just the opposite, how they're just going to rake the public over the coals. And yeah, these people are two-faced liars. And they've gotten their power and fame because they literally sell you out. You know, it has nothing to do with, and they're so honorable. Oh my goodness, don't make me puke. Okay, this is interesting, a story about China hacking. This is the Chinese government, and they are experts at hacking. This TLS encryption, which is the basis for Apple AirDrop. Apple AirDrop is a new app on a phone which allows you to quickly send messages to your group. So you have your contact list on your phone, and say the sky is falling. You say, okay, I'm going to tell everybody in my group that the sky is falling. And so it's kind of, it's an app. It's an app that goes on a phone. Anyway, it is encrypted To guard, because this is a broadcast, and say you're on a bus and some guy is sending a broadcast to his group, but it's in the the thing about this that's different than other apps, it's for people in your group that are in your physical area, literally like on the same bus or in the same block on a street, physically in the same area is the thing with this AirDrop application. And they opened it in China. Apple tested this in China. And, of course, immediately people started using it for political messaging against Xi, the president. And, of course, in China, you don't get to say anything. In the United States, you don't either. You don't get to say anything bad, or that somebody comes and beats you over the head with a club, or, you know, ruins your life in some other manner. But in China, you really don't do that. You don't criticize the presidente. And so these people were using it for political messaging, and Apple set it up so that it would go outside of this person's group. So you'd be on a bus, and some guy, you know, on the bus, and you didn't know who it was because it was anonymous. That was the other part of this deal. And so all of a sudden you're sitting there on a bus and you get this message, President Xi is a, you know, whatever, something bad about the president. And so, of course, in China, you don't get to do that. But with this Apple AirDrop application, the person was anonymous and his identity was guarded, was encrypted with TLS, which is based on RSA or prime numbers. Encryption, public key encryption is another. There's various names for this. RSA codes, TLS, SSL, public key encryption, but they're all based on this prime number technology that was developed, I believe it was at Harvard University a long, long time ago, and then developed into the RSA Corporation. Actually, there's a company that publishes these prime numbers, which are unique prime numbers, whose products are another number, which is not prime, of course, because these two numbers multiplied together get you this other number, but it is used in a type of encryption. So anyway, in 2007, I published my book, Calculate Primes, which broke these encryption codes. It was rather comical. I wrote another book, if you're interested in this. The Calculate Primes book was more than just a technical explanation. And when I released that book, I actually went to a very distant place on an island because I knew the calamity that it would cause, and it did. The next day, my phone was ringing off the hook from attorneys, from engineers. I released it on Coast to Coast AM, and this is in March of 2007. I think the show was like March 5th, 2007. Anyway, the next week, the RSA company dropped all their prize money for RSA encrypted. They would give the big number, and then the idea would be that nobody could find the pair of prime numbers multiplied to equal this, because it was a matter of computing time. You know, and they say, oh, this 256-bit encryption would take, you know, 1,000 years with the world's fastest computers to break. That was the idea. Well, with my work of calculating primes directly, it took about a half an hour in the back of an envelope to break these encryption codes, and that started immediately. Well, anyway, the Japanese government, back to my story here, and back to my story about TLS and the Apple AirDrop, the Chinese government went in and de-encrypted, in other words, broke the codes of these people who were sending these AirDrop messages in China. And they found out who the people were. Now, can you imagine the chagrin of these people that you're sitting in your house, you know, after being sending out political messages, and the knock comes on the door, rap, 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 please come with us. never to be seen again. In China, yeah, this is, you don't get a trial. It's not by a trial by a peer, by a trial by your peers, or a judge or a court or anything. It's like, okay, it's to the, probably some place you will go to and never come back in any form. But the Chinese government was able to de-encrypt the location of these people. And of course, once these algorithms are in place in a phone, then they're set. They're like locked in stone. And they're hard to replace. Let's just put it that way. That was one of the big issues with encryption when I broke the RSA encryption codes in 2007 by publishing that book. Is that I was getting calls from the military engineers who used it in satellites and military satellites, and it was always assumed that no one would ever break the RSA encryption codes because of these huge prime numbers and the amount of calculation, computer time calculation that it would take. And so the military had to go in and they had, you know, everything, tanks and hard military hardware and satellites and telecommunications and computer systems and firewalls, all based on RSA encryption. And people, the way military software and hardware are built for electronics, in electronics industry, is it's compartmentalized. So nobody knew all the places where these were put or how they were implemented, the use of RSA codes in interfaces, in buses, buses being an electrical bus, data bus, or any place. They had no idea where all of this was placed. So a week later, Michael Chertoff, head of Homeland Security at the time, gets up on a podium and makes an announcement. He says, all of our secure encryption is broken. We don't know how bad it is, and we don't know how to fix it. That's a quote. Michael Chertoff, head of Homeland Security, talking about the breach because of my work. And then people go, well, why did you do that? Why did you do that? You destroyed all of this encryption. Well, all of these military groups had to go in and put patches in to override, but a lot of it was in hardware. But why did I do that? Because I knew that if I could do it, eventually somebody else would be able to do it too. But that's part of the way I do research. I solved a mathematical problem. I didn't intentionally break encryption codes. That was just a byproduct because some idiot out there was stupid enough to put their credence on a stupid pair of prime numbers. Or ran these prime number public key encryption systems. So at any rate, another little story of electronics, just off the cuff story here. I spent 25 of my professional career in the telecommunications industry. And when back in the early 80s, I was working at a company, we built front end processors for IBM mainframe legacy computers. And one of the assumptions was that on a telephone line, 19.2 bits, kilobits per second, in other words, 19,200 kilobits per second, or 9.6 was half of that, that was the one direction, was the maximum telecommunication data rate that you could get on a twisted pair phone line. And this is based on some Harvard mathematicians in electrical engineering department at Harvard making these calculations. And we all believed it. Until one day, some smart guy came along and says, used very tight frequency filters to separate the frequencies, and they could put together up to 15 channels on a twisted pair, getting a T1 speed, what is known as T1 in the telecommunications industry, 1.544 megabits per second. So they could now go from 19.2 kilobits per second up to a full T1 speed on that same twisted pair. And that's an example of technology that someone, you know, originally people didn't know that could be done. The theoretical belief was that these low data rates was would be the maximum. Nobody thought about it. Nobody questioned it until some guy comes along and disproves it. Now they're getting enormous speeds on the same twisted pair phone line because of better filtration, etc. Okay, so enough of that. But China was able to crack the TLS encryption codes and ruin this application for Apple, this AirDrop application, which they were going to open up in the U.S. now, and I understand it's on hold. I don't know what's going to happen to it, but it sounds like one of those modern applications that's just going to be a royal mess. Okay, on the destruction of the U.S. middle class. This has been going on. This is the entire program of the Biden administration, is to destroy the American middle class in the four-year period when this guy, and by the way, the person you see as Biden, if you see somebody walking around breathing, is not Biden. It has not been Joe Biden really since about the election. He's in some basement someplace with Jill, his wife, holding his hand, and with a, and he's got a drool bucket. I mean, that's not Biden. It's some other actor that looks like Biden. But anyway, you know, if you look at Fox News, oh, Biden did this or Biden said that, or no, it's not Biden. It never has been Biden. And he's just a puppet anyway. He's just a figurehead. He's a howdy-doody wooden head puppet, you know, whoever is there, speaking an agenda, they're reading off a teleprompter. So, but anyway, back to destroying the U.S. middle class, the entire southern border issue, the, you know, the attacks on Trump, and I don't agree with everything Trump does, but he's the bombshell, as one person put it. He's like the hand grenade in the political arena. And he's like the wrecking ball. He's wrecking their little gig. The Republicans and Democrats were all one big happy party. You know, and they would go back and forth, oh, this guy won or that guy won or whatever. No, but Trump was the wrecking ball. He was the guy that did not fit in. He was not a political politician. He didn't come up through the political ranks like all the other ones did and get their payment and get their compromise, you know, at parties with women and whatever. You know, all of these people compromised and owned, but still getting all their these amazing benefits under the table, no matter which political party they're in. So at any rate, the destruction of the U.S. middle class was important to drive the United States down to third world country status. And that's where it is right now. I've talked about this on radio shows before, that the United States is literally the same as a banana republic right now. You have minimally maybe 20, maybe 30 million illegal aliens in the United States, most of them in this point being gainfully unemployed. But they're going to pull these people out of the hat as much as possible in the upcoming election because they need, they're losing the black vote. They are losing people like Candace Owens and other people are finally waking up that, you know, the a lot of the people that are blacks, Democrats, are there for their own benefit. They're getting paid under the table like this. This lady in Atlanta, the judge, paying her boyfriend to what, $250 an hour, $100 an hour more than what the attorney general makes in the state to investigate the same case, paying her boyfriend who didn't investigate anything. He didn't do absolutely nothing. He got paid like $150,000, and she moved the money to him from these political slush funds to attack Trump. Anyway, it just, I mean, it can't get any sillier or dirty politics than it is right now. Changing precinct boundaries, that's going on, where they draw the precinct lines so that the Democrats will win. Here's an interesting one that I saw the other day. There are 10 Democratic-run cities in the U.S., Philadelphia, Chicago, L.A., you know the laundry list. And if if you look at the United States, it's number one in the world in gun crime violence. Number one in the world, bar none. If you take away those 10 Democratic cities and the gun violence in those cities, then the United States would be 189th out of 189 countries in terms of gun violence. So it's these 10 mega crime centers. You know, you have Atlanta, you have the laundry list, St. Louis, anyway, L.A., and etc. But and that's where the gun laws are the strictest. So once people start looking at these statistics, they realize that the United States is being trashed, and these cities are trashed. I mean, trash-ola. There's nothing there. When I can't even go to these places. I go, oh my God, it looks like Hiroshima after the blast in World War II, or Nagasaki. I mean, these places look like a nuclear bomb hit. And then the crime, and like out of a bad movie, a bad triple C Hollywood movie would be better than this, reality. Anyway, the destruction of the U.S. middle class, and the way it is done is by bringing in illegals to take and receive cash for jobs that were previously held by lower middle class. These are construction, driving trucks, cleaning offices, cleaning hotels, all of these jobs that are, if you go to any of these locations, all of those jobs now are being managed by or given to illegal aliens, and of course they're making less. But what happened is when the first waves of people came in, illegal aliens into the U.S., they got jobs, and they turned around, they wrote all of their friends and called them, and, hey, will you come here, you get a real good job, you can make a lot of money. And so all of these other people started coming, and the word got out, and there's nothing that travels faster in these third world countries, the word of, hey, there's a nickel rolling down the street over here, come and get it. And because they all then want to come. But what happened is then they come, and they're given a job, the same job that the first wave of illegals got. These people come in and will work for less. So they bump out the first wave of illegals who are now unemployed and on the street and are going, well, how come I thought I was going to have a good job for life here? No, you just had a job until you invited the next wave in. And then those people called all their relatives and said, hey, come over here, you're going to get a good job, and the next wave comes in and bumps those people out. So you have 20 to 30 million illegal aliens in the United States unemployed right now. And so what are they going to do when the 2024 election comes up? They're going to give them $20. Here, go vote for Joe Biden, And they're going to ship them around in buses. They're going to take them to the voting center in buses. And that's the way they're going to try and win this upcoming election, along with other things like mail-in votes, stuffing the ballot box in other ways. This all started, well, it started a long time ago, but the modern version of it was with, Lyndon Johnson. Remember him in the election? And he's going through a graveyard writing down names. He's writing down names in a graveyard, and his comment was, that guy has as much right to vote as anybody. That's what they were doing. That's how they won elections. And so the Democrats have been doing this for a long time. They are the, when Hillary lost in 2016, in her rage, finding out that she had lost the election and going into it just beyond confident, she had already written her acceptance speech, did not even prepare a loss speech, where she would have to give. She didn't even prepare it. She didn't come out for a day. She was enraged. But the first person she blamed was George Bush Sr., head of the CIA. And why would she blame him? Because he was in charge of the CIA, who was supposed to fix the election for her. And it was supposed to be cut and dried, Hillary president, away she goes, first woman president, and she was all set to be that, and it didn't happen. And so when it didn't happen, she went bananas. Bananas. And, you know, like I say, after that, she had all of these excuses for everybody. It was their fault that she lost. It wasn't her. You know, she was in total denial. But the very first person she blamed was George Bush Sr. And wait a minute, he's a Republican. She's a Democrat. Well, honey, they are all one big team, believe me. Anyway, enough of that. But the destruction of the U.S. middle class is the objective. So once that lower middle class, the truck drivers, the, you know, the hard workers, the people that haul bricks at a construction site, you know, the people that clean toilets in hotels, change sheets in hotels, whatever it is, those jobs were completely lost and completely lost forever. And those people have no voice. So they've fallen into the dirt, basically. That was the bottom of the American middle class, and it's gone. So there's no base. And this is the way I explain it. Say somebody is a middle class, in the middle class, up somewhere, and they're maybe a school teacher, maybe they're some other middle class worker, and they need some extra money. Things are tight. They got to afford groceries for the kids. Gas prices are up. They need some extra money. So they want to work like maybe extra hours at UPS or some of these other places where you can make extra money, like working at a gas station or cleaning, whatever, or one of these lower-end middle-class jobs. They ain't there. They ain't there. So this affects everybody in the middle class. And, of course, they don't have expendable income, so the economy goes into the tank. The velocity of money stops. The movement of money from the middle class stops, and it destroys the middle class. That was the entire Biden administration objective. And I won't say Biden because, like I say, he's an old man in the corner in the basement with a drool bucket with his wife holding his hand. The guy you see, Biden, ain't Biden. Anyway, but the entire objective of the people running that, and by the way, along with this, the Obamas never moved out of Washington. And they are in the White House on a daily basis. The word is they're going to pull a switcheroo here, and Michelle is going to run. But I don't know if that's going to happen. They can get by. I think they can do just fine with the cheating the way it's set up, and have Biden run, or the Biden wooden head, I should say, run. And I think that's the plan. It worked in 2020. So, like any good football coach, don't change the game plan. So that's what I suspect. They're going to run the Biden wooden head and hope that they can pull off the election with the illegal aliens voting, anybody off the street, dead people in the cemetery voting, sending in, stuffing the ballot box in some way. They only have to do it in 10 cities to win the federal election, and they already got that down. So that's my basic prediction. I'm not going to go in big numbers. But the Iowa caucus is very descriptive of what's going on, with Trump winning, 51%, the largest margin ever in history. And he didn't do much. I mean, he didn't. He just kind of sailed in there and didn't. He was never on any of the TV debates. So that probably gives you a good indication of what the future is going to be like here. Okay, so anyway, a few minutes left in the show here. I was going to talk about all these failed flights to the moon by private companies. The latest one, Peregrine private enterprise lander that was supposed to go to the moon. And here's the problem. I'll just quick say it. I'll talk about this whole issue next week. I call it the NASA Lunar Surface Credibility Problem. The NASA Lunar Surface Credibility Problem. And here's the issue. Back in the Apollo days, when they were filming the alleged Apollo landings in a warehouse down in the American Southwest somewhere, with Stanley Kubrick, they made this warehouse, and it was this perfect quarter inch of fine dust. And remember the big boulder sitting out there, and the astronauts are chipping on the big boulder, and it's all a solid color, gray, you know, black and white film, etc. And that's the image that everybody has of the lunar surface. When the Chinese allegedly landed on the far side of the moon, same thing. The lander lands, goes off into the sunset with this perfect quarter inch of dust. Perfect. I mean, it's just right out of a Hollywood studio. But that's not what the lunar surface looks like, I guarantee you. So now they're going with their Artemis mission. They go, oh, we're going to go to the South Pole where it's a lot rougher. In other words, if they actually get to the moon with the Artemis mission, then you're going to see the real lunar surface, but they're going to say, well, that's different than where the Apollos landed. But the Apollos, the only place they landed was in this warehouse in the American Southwest with this artificial lunar surface. So I call it the NASA lunar surface credibility problem. So they can't go back to where the Apollos were. Why wouldn't they land right next to where one of the Apollos were? That would make scientific sense. And then compare now till then, that would be a scientific, you do that all the time in science. You compare what was then, you know, 50 years ago with now. What changed? What was different? You know, what happened to the metals that were there? This would be a scientific research mission instead of just landing someplace else. So they're landing at a place that nobody can see in the dark behind a, you know, anyway, I could go on and on, so I'm going to stop there for this week. But I'll be back next week. I'll talk more about that, about the four-legged landers that supposedly can land on rough terrain. How do they get back to the correct orbit? No discussion of radiation. It says they make it sound like going to the moon is like going over to go to Target shopping. Anyway, I'll talk more about that next week. Just a quick reminder that my water filters, the MR5 whole house water filters, are on sale for literally $1,000 off. They're at $1,580. And with that savings, you should have plenty of money to pay the plumber to put in. And you go and get your own plumber. We will help them on the phone or with information. But you get your own plumber, get them installed, and then you have clean water in the entire house. And if you can only afford the gravity water filters, they are on the webpage also. I'll give that out again. It's jmccwaterfilters.com, jmccwaterfilters.com. And go to that webpage, all the information there, the links to the new coffee page, go check that out. This is James McCanny. This is my Science Hour. And as always, we're at the crossroads. Good night.